Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Joe Giglio with you, and Howard Eskin, fresh off a trip to Los Angeles, the Weed Museum. He's back. How you doing, perfect. Howard?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Come through the Weed Museum, you feel good, although you don't partake. I mean, they don't have cannabis.
You're just learning the history.
I'm understanding the history. That is correct. Yeah, it was just, I saw a couple of my kids out there. The smart ones are out there.
Smart ones are out there, the not as smart ones here on the East Coast?
Well, it's actually, I don't know if it's the one here, but it's, the others, there's smart ones here. But no, I'm only kidding. So went out, just kind of hung out, La La Land. I tried to find Ben Simmons in his jumper.
Did you find it? Did you find the J?
It was missing in action.
Okay.
I didn't spot it anywhere. I guess I wasn't part of the video editing charade that goes on with Ben Simmons.
Maybe you should go out to some of the scrimmages and watch Ben, and you could videotape him yourself.
Yeah.
Periscope it.
Yeah. Well, Ben apparently was in Australia.
I saw it. Made some news out there.
Yeah, he's out of line. But we shouldn't get into that, but he's out of line.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened, but
he pulled down his tweet too.
I saw the original tweet that he was saying that he wasn't allowed in a casino?
Yeah, because he was African American.
That was kind of the assertion that was why. But I don't know. But he took it down, so that's not
he
there anymore.
He took down that tweet.
Okay.
Yeah, he took down that tweet.
So that happened over the weekend. You were in Los Angeles. The Phillies had a debacle over the weekend against the White Sox, and the Eagles, Howard, had their open practice. And let's start with the Eagles. I know you have some thoughts on Gabe Kapler and what happened Friday over the weekend, too. But I want to start with the Eagles with you because
we
are now 2 days away from the first preseason game, Thursday night against the Titans here. And, Howard, the injuries on defense, I'd be lying if I told you it wasn't starting to worry me. There's a lot now. And there's been a couple recently, like Joe Osman went down, who's a depth end. It's not like he's a special player. But that, and then you have a lot of guys who just aren't practicing. So Camus is hurt, and he will be hurt for a couple months, it looks like. You have Osman out.
Yeah,
and then
a couple months only takes you through the month of the first month of the season.
Well, you hope. I mean, Jalen Mills was week to week.
You just said a couple of months. So a couple of months is only.
That's the idea, right?
It's usually that injury and the grade it is
grade
usually
three MCL.
Six to eight week injury.
So Camus is hurt 6 to 8 weeks. Joe Osman is out for the season.
So he'll miss 4 games.
You have Roddy McLeod.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to make this sound like the world's coming.
No, I'm just laying out what's happening.
The sky is falling. Okay.
The sky is not falling. But to say I'm not worried, it would be a lie. You have Roddy McLeod, who still is not fully back, right? He said maybe the middle of the preseason he's going to try to play in a game, so he's not going to be ready right now.
They have a lot of young defensive backs.
They do, and they're going to need him. But Cravion LeBlanc is out. Jalen Mills is not close to being ready.
Yeah, I don't know how long LeBlanc is out because from my understanding, it wasn't as serious as Jalen Mills' injury, and I think it's similar to Jalen Mills' injury.
You hope it's not as serious as Jalen Mills. That happened in London. He's still not ready.
Yeah, well, that's
bizarre.
It was a tough injury. It's got to be a Liz Frank injury.
Yeah, and we never really got the word. It's just he has a foot injury.
They don't have to give us. They don't have to give us the word.
So you have that. You have Fletcher Cox, who's still slowly coming back from the injury he suffered in the Saints
here
game.
You are gloom and doom.
There's no gloom and doom.
Every
it's the truth.
Year, hold it. He's not slow. He's ready. All right. Every year, the Eagles now, at least for the last three, when a player has off-season surgery, they usually, they did it with Brandon Graham.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't do a lot in the preseason. All right.
And that's smart. I'm with that.
So that's Fletcher Cox. That's Nigel Bradham. You want to roll anybody else out there for me that you're scared?
I'm not scared, but you know what? We did this last year. We pretended, oh, they'll be fine. Then they weren't. They got off to a slow start, and they weren't fine.
Well, they came off, and here's what you got to write. It's really hard to come off a Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's hard enough to get back to the Super Bowl the next year. But when you come off a Super Bowl and you have less time between the time that you actually do come back, that's tough, especially for a football player. That's tough for that's why it's so amazing that Golden State continued to win championships with all the games they played, but it finally caught up to them because they had all these injuries.
The Patriots are similar to that. It's amazing how they can do it every year.
Yeah, well, they play in the worst division in football.
That helps. Yeah. But, yeah, every year they play extra games and they're still
and
winning
they cheat,
the next year.
And they cheat.
That helps, too. Yeah. Sure, but they do it. They win a lot of football games. Here, it's worrisome, Howard. They have a lot of injuries. So you're not worried about this defense at all?
No, I'm not worried. I'm just curious how well they can play. You need a pass rush. And if you get a pass rush, then it really overcomes any other problems that you think you might have.
Yeah, and they can make up for things with a pass rush.
I don't know that they won't get a pass rush.
But do you know they will? Like in years past, you could look at the Eagles and say, they're going to get a pass rush.
Hold it. Do you know they will? That's a terrible hypothetical.
Do you feel good about the Eagles' defense?
I think they will get a pass rush.
Okay.
Between Fletcher Cox, Malik Jackson, you didn't think that was a good addition at one point.
No, I liked Malik Jackson.
Oh, okay, all right.
He's a good player.
I think Brandon Graham's going to have a good year because he's got something to prove after last year.
And he's healthier because last year he was in this spot last year coming off injury.
He'll be fine. And then Derek Barnett.
He's not ready yet.
He'll be ready. Mm. He'll be ready.
Why isn't he ready now?
Well, it's camp. Hold it.
But we did this last year.
Let me check the calendar.
Okay, what is it? August 7th?
August 6th. Okay. And the season starts when?
September 8th.
Okay.
I'm just pointing out, we did the same thing last year. We said the same thing. They're going slow with this guy.
Yeah, but you didn't have the quarterback healthy last year going into the season.
I'm not talking about the quarterback. It's the defense.
No. But you didn't have the quarterback. Here's the problem. When you score, the problem was, the Eagles are a team that can score early and force the other team to do different things offensively.
That's the formula.
And then it helps your defense a little bit. And they didn't have that last year. They were always falling behind because they didn't – well, they were falling behind, but they didn't have the offense to kind of pick it up the way you expected them to pick it up as they did the year before.
Do you think this offense is good enough to win shootouts? Because when I look at this team – I feel like we're going to get more shootouts this year than we've gotten in years past. Like, I'm not talking about 45-41, but 27-24, 30-27. I feel like against good teams.
Didn't they win a shootout in the Super Bowl?
Yes. Okay. How many of those have they won the last few years, though? Not many. They either blow teams out or they lose when they give up 27 points.
You can only count that year, and last year Carson Wentz was not healthy, so not completely healthy. So do I think they can win a shootout? Yes, but you don't want to get into a shootout.
But that feels like what they're headed towards, a shootout kind of territory. When they play good offenses, I feel like they're going to be in games.
Let me call my pharmacy. I'm going to get you something for that.
27-24, 30-27. They're going to have to win those kind of games.
Okay. I don't think there's going to be a lot of those games because when you get up, you force the other team to do things they don't necessarily want to do.
So it's on the offense then?
Well, I think the offense will create the dynamic for the Eagles football team.
Which was 2 years ago.
That will force other teams to now have to play catch up a lot.
That was 2 years ago. Yeah. They got up, and then they kept pouring it on, and they blew teams out.
Yep.
So that's the formula. But what I'm worried about is if the games are close, this defense doesn't look, it just looks average. Like, what kind of defense do you think they're going to have?
You know what? Let me ask you. Well, no, don't let me. I'm asking it anyway.
Go ahead. Here we go.
What can you tell about the defense from camp?
Not much.
I'll tell you what I saw.
But I could see guys that are banged up, and then I'm worried they're not going to play.
This is how ridiculous what you're doing is.
What am I doing?
Okay. You're saying the defense. I've seen guys fly around on defense. Now, players that I don't even know that they're going to make the team in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some nice plays by the D-backs today. I don't know if those guys will make it. I can't even remember the guy's name. But I don't know if that's the case or they have players there. We didn't know about Avante Maddox last year, did we?
We did not. Now I think he's a key part to this.
Okay, and I think he will be a key part. Sidney Jones, if he gets a little tougher, Sidney Jones could be I mean, he had that. He has that talent and his speed. So
they need him now.
Well, so when you look at that, and I watch camp, listen, you're locked into this Elliott Shore Parks mentality.
What mentality?
Let's judge them. Let's judge them on what they do without any context.
No, context is the personnel, the players.
He's still keeping Carson Wentz stats, which is the biggest joke I've ever seen.
That's his job. He covers the team.
No, he made it his job. That's
yes,
all right.
He did make it his job. Good for him.
It's fun to make fun of him.
Yes, it is.
We're doing that. Okay.
But defensively, I don't think they're going to have a great defense. Do you think they have a great defense?
I don't think they'll have a great defense, but I think they could have a good defense.
Good.
Yes.
So I'm with you. I think good is what they can be. But yeah. I'm worried if they don't have great health, it goes from good to mediocre.
Yeah, but you could say that about every team.
Yes.
Okay, but
the objective is to win the Super Bowl. So okay. I'm viewing this through the lens of winning a Super Bowl.
The first objective is to win your division. Is there anybody better in their division?
They're a little bit better than the Cowboys.
They're better than the
Cowboys. A little bit better.
Is there anybody better than the Eagles in the division?
They're a little bit better than the Cowboys.
It's a yes or no answer. Is there anybody better in the Eagles division than the Eagles?
Yeah, it's a no, but it's not a strong no.
Okay, I don't care if it's strong or not.
Well, They have to actually beat the Cowboys. They didn't do it last year.
Because they weren't the team that they are now.
We laugh at the Cowboys. They've won this division 2 out of the last 3 years. Eagles have to go take it back.
Okay.
I think they will.
Okay. So they're the best team in the division.
Yeah, I believe they're going to win the NFC East.
All right. So now they have to, I think, win 2 against Washington, which I think obviously they can do.
Sure, I agree with
you. 2 against the Giants, and they have an advantage because the second game is the last game when the Giants are packed for vacation.
And you might get both of those games against the rookie quarterback because they're both in December. The Giants might hand the reins over to Daniel Jones.
I'd rather have it against Eli because he's so soft, and he'll turn the ball over because he's so soft.
But the kid might not be ready to play.
No, he might not be ready to play, but it won't matter. All right, so now if you win 4 there, you split with the Cowboys. I think they'll split with the Cowboys. So if you're 5-1 in the division,
you probably win the division.
Okay, so you'll win the division.
But I want to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, but that's just winning in the division is a start. So now you're 5-1, and there's other games that they have to win. They have the Patriots at home. They have the Seahawks at home, where it's tougher to deflate the footballs here in Philadelphia. For the Patriots.
Here's what also they
Tom
have.
Tom Brady is 97 years old and still taking those funny vitamins.
And he's still probably going to get back to another Super Bowl.
I would bet you on that.
I'll bet you.
We have to have a list of bets. I bet you that the Patriots don't get back to the Super Bowl.
The odds are in my favor. They always go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, then take me
I will.
Okay, all right.
They have to play Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers. They have to play Russell Wilson, Tom Brady. This defense has to be good for them.
They play Russell Wilson and Tom Brady here.
But they're still, they can play them on the moon. They're a good quarterback.
No, they're not the same team. Nobody's the same team on the road.
Agreed.
Okay, so they're not the same team on the road. And then I just can't figure out Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, I think, if I had to take a quarterback for one game, I would take Aaron Rodgers. If I had to take a quarterback for one game, I would take Aaron Rodgers. However, there's something about that team that just hasn't been right the last couple of years.
It's very odd. I don't know if it's him or the coach mentality thing.
Who knows what it is. But so I think the Eagles could win that game. I don't know that they will. We'll got to see when we
get to that. I'd feel better if that was a Sunday game, but that's a short week. That's a Thursday.
Yeah, it's tough to win that game because you're playing on the road on Thursday. And then the Matt Ryan, I think they could beat Atlanta.
Yeah, they can, but that feels like a shootout game. They're going to score 30-some points to win that game.
I think the Eagles are better equipped offensively to score points than Atlanta is.
The Eagles' offense should be excellent this year. I've said the same thing over and over. The defense is worrying me.
I'm not scared because I have 4 dogs.
I have 1 dog. Maybe if I had 4, I wouldn't be scared. 888-729-9494. Look, this defense, I just wish they had more impact players, Howard. How many impact players they have on defense? Fletcher, Malik. I don't think Brandon Graham is an impact player anymore. He's a good player. Derek Barnett could be an impact player. We have to see him get healthy and actually do it. They have no impact line. Bradham's a good player. I don't think he's an impact player.
I don't know that I need impact players. I need a defense to play well together. That's what I need.
And you need good players together.
And I need that
together.
Defensive line to be what they really can be. And that's a team with a strong pass rush.
I just wish. How about Howie go make a move?
What do you want? Now what do you want?
Jadeveon Clowney.
What do you have to give up for him?
I don't know.
First of all, I don't know. I don't know about his head. It seems like he could be an attitude guy.
He is a talented player, though.
Yeah,
you put him at one of the edge rushers. You've changed.
Why would they trade him?
Because he's not signing. He hasn't showed up. He has the franchise tag.
Yeah, but NFL teams have all the leverage.
Right, but if they don't want to re-sign him long term, they're staring at him probably leaving.
Okay, you could franchise him, right?
You could, or the Eagles can make an offer and go get him.
And so could a lot of other teams make offers.
What, do you want the Eagles to get Jadeveon Clowney? I do.
If it doesn't cost you that much, absolutely.
Well, I think that's what we'd all feel. But I would trade something real to get him.
Like what?
I would trade a second-round pick in a heartbeat to get him.
Oh, I would trade a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's going to take more than a second.
Would it first?
I think it's going to take multiple seconds. I don't know how many teams. You know what? I might give him a first because it's going to be the end of the first round.
It should, no question, be in the late 20s, hopefully 32.
If there's a team somewhere in the first, that expects to be somewhere in the first half of the draft, that might give you a first.
And they'd win that. I just feel like this team has an excellent offense, and I'm just worried the defense is not going to be what we need it to be. Injuries? You cannot argue that the injuries are there. How many guys are standing up straight?
I believe other teams have had injuries too, haven't they?
Yeah, right now I'm talking about the Eagles.
I know, but injuries are part of the game. It's called football.
And they're all piling up on one side.
I don't know if they're piling up.
Well, they just lost the guy that's going to be the starting linebacker, right? That was what everyone kept saying. Kamu had become that guy. So he's gone now.
He's gone for four games.
Those games count.
Yeah, but in two, well, of the first four games, they're going to win the games they're supposed to win. Washington and
Detroit.
I think Detroit's the third game.
Both home. They should win both those
games.
Okay.
So you think they could have trouble against Atlanta?
Yes.
Right?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. And then the fourth game is Green Bay?
They could have trouble in that game too.
Okay. So you're going to miss him and it wouldn't make any difference if he was there.
But the problem is they've already lost these guys and the games haven't started yet.
Okay.
Darby's not ready. Fletcher's not ready. Bradham's not ready.
I'm going to give you the glass is half full and it's partly sunny rather than partly cloudy. It's still August 6th.
So when do I worry? When am I allowed to worry about the Eagles defense not being what we need it to be? September 8th, September 15th.
I don't know that you, I would say the end of, by three games in. I'll give it three games.
Okay. The Detroit game.
Yeah.
All right. If I see cracks in the armor there, you're going to sit here with me and say, I don't know.
Yep. I'll sit here with you and try to straighten you out.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, I told you.
You know, it's amazing. We've gone, 19, close to 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't complained about the quarterback.
No complaints about the quarterback.
Joe Santaligilio.
No complaints. I am very comfortable in what I know Carson Wentz is, a good quarterback.
I think he's a very good quarterback.
I know you do.
Okay.
And we shall see. And you know what? He better be great this year because he's have to carry a defense that's giving up 24 points a game.
He will be a very good quarterback, and we'll see if he's great.
And if he is, they're going to win. And if he's not, they're going to lose some shootouts here. 888-729-9494, #9494. Howard is in for the hour. I am worried about the Eagles' defense and the injuries. Howard is not worried. Not worried at all.
Not at this point. Not on August 6th.
All right, we'll come back. Speaking of Carson, we'll talk about if he's going to play and if he should play in the preseason. And I know Howard has some thoughts on Gabe Kapler. The weekend, Friday night, which I think everyone's just over the top on the Gabe nonsense. But we'll talk about it. Howard's got some thoughts. Sports Radio 94 WIP. 6:27 on a Tuesday night. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin here in studio with us for the hour. You guys in the phone lines, 888-729-9494. I'm worried about the defense. Howard is not. Howard, Friday night, the Phillies.
Not yet, I'm not.
Listen, I could be worried right now. This is the same conversation we had with the Phillies pitching. And you said, they'll get a good pitcher. And then I see Drew Smyly out there.
Well,
Didn't happen.
Drew Smyly stinks.
Yeah, he is what he is.
I know, yeah. And they got him for nothing.
Yeah, and he gave him a couple good outings, which is more than I expected.
Yeah, against bad teams. Now you got to, but yeah, Chicago's not a good team.
They are not. And Friday night, Howard, I know you have some thoughts on Gabe Kapler. Friday night, the Phillies lose, and they've had some tough losses this year. But Friday night was one of the toughest losses of the season against an awful White Sox team. In a game they should have won, they lose. Howard Eskin, your thoughts?
Well, as I have said numerous times, managers normally don't win games. They normally lose games. And chalk that one up to Gabe Kapler. Now, I'm not going crazy like a lot of the fan base is. Fire Kapler, get rid of, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So who do you bring in? So, and you can't fire him during the season. You got to take it through and then figure it out.
And Klentak already said he's the manager the full year.
Yeah, right. So, but that game was Gabe Kapler's loss. Here were his mistakes. Clearly mistakes. And I wish I was in Los Angeles. I wish I was there. But I wouldn't have been there for 15 innings to question him and listen to his nonsense about, you know, playing their asses off. And but there's a silver lining.
Yeah, I went to bed when that game ended, but I would have stayed up to hear the Eskin-Kapler interaction at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was.
Silver lining. You lost a game to a horrible baseball team. Don't give me silver.
Yeah, they were terrible. But I don't but think here, he didn't lose that game. The offense lost that game.
Well, the offense lost that game, but here are where he made his mistakes. All right, let's start with he brings in Pivetta. Now, when he double switches and brings in Pivetta, you clearly assume, all right, he's got with no Neris because he's on suspension. Mm-hmm. You got Pivetta for the eighth and ninth.
The idea was eighth and ninth.
Okay. Otherwise, you don't double switch.
Agreed.
All right, so that was his first mistake because he compounded that and he made it a mistake by pinch hitting for Pivetta to try to get an extra run.
But I disagree at that point. So I agree with
you. It's 3-2. They're up 3-2.
Right, but it's Pivetta. Pivetta has shown he is, what is Nick Pivetta?
Yeah, but the
point. You want to get an extra run.
But the point is, you if that was the case, then you shouldn't have double switched.
But I think he wanted to go Pivetta eighth and ninth, but then an opportunity presented itself to score more runs.
Mistake.
Okay. But why is it a mistake?
Because he put him in there. Because he double switched, he tried to outfool himself.
But it wasn't like he was coming up third.
It turned
in the
out to be a mistake, correct?
Well, yes, but okay. It wasn't like it came up third in the order.
Okay,
right. He came up. What was his spot in the bottom of the eighth, seventh or eighth in the lineup? It got to him, and at that point, you say, "Well, we have a chance to score more runs. I'm going to take it."
You got
to
keep with a one run lead because you got nobody else. Who else are you going to go to in the bullpen?
Well, he went to Nicasio and Alvarez.
Okay, please. All right.
But the idea is to score more runs.
He apparently didn't have Suarez, right? Because he didn't.
Well, he couldn't get loose, apparently.
Okay, so.
But isn't the idea to score more runs?
Well, they had more runs at that point.
All right.
So that was the first compound.
You have to pinch hit. You have to.
All right. Now, he's got Roman Quinn on first base with nobody out, right?
It was either one or nobody. Right, but Ben Eflin's coming up.
Okay. So rather than have Roman Quinn steal, because with the analytics nonsense that these morons use now in baseball, you don't steal anymore. He already had two stolen bases, so steal again. And then I don't care what Eflin does. And then if you can't butt him the third, you don't butt him the third. But, all right, so now.
Well, the offense still didn't get a hit that
inning. Okay, so that was a mistake.
But the offense still didn't get a hit.
Okay, that was a mistake not letting him steal. So Eflin doesn't lay down a good bunt. Their pitchers, none of them can bunt anyway. All right, so now Eflin's on first. When Eflin gets to second, he obviously knew in his mind he was going to use Velasquez
to pinch run.
Well,
and the way he worded,
he knew he was going to play, I guess, left field because he needed a left fielder, right?
Well, the way he framed it after the game was he knew that Eflin wasn't going to pitch anymore.
Okay.
That Eflin had said to him he had a sore arm and he wasn't going to pitch.
If you're going to pinch run for Eflin,
you want it on first base.
You got to do it at first base because Velasquez obviously is a better runner.
Way better. I mean, okay. Eflin's had double knee surgery.
So if you get a ball in the alley.
In the gap,
then Eflin not going to get the third, but Velasquez would get the third, who's obviously a better runner.
Or he'd score.
So that was another mistake.
Again, the offense didn't get a hit for any of these things come to fruition.
That was another mistake.
But that didn't lose the game.
The team lost the game with multiple things, but that was another mistake. And then
Quinn.
To have Quinn pitch in both the 14th and 15th inning is disgraceful.
Well, so who's going to pitch? So if Eflin's out of the game.
If Vinny strong-arm Velasquez.
No, he couldn't pitch.
Why not?
He threw a side session before the game. Okay. He was tired.
Okay, well, then that was a mistake, too.
That's the only mistake I think they made.
Okay, well, that's a mistake, too, because you might need him with a shortened bullpen.
And last year, they actually did that with Pivetta once, where Pivetta waited on a side session and pitched in the game.
This game, these games are so important now. I don't really care who it is. When you throw your side session, find another starting pitcher. I've seen...
Which one? There are only so many.
But just get somebody that's, you know, the 2 days away from his start.
Smiley.
Yeah, it was Smiley. Yeah, okay. So you could have pitched him there. anybody but Roman Quinn.
And Quinn here's actually pitched a scoreless inning. Could we be fair about it?
Please. He pitched a scoreless inning. What, 74 miles an hour?
It worked.
Okay.
Getting out.
Okay. Who are you playing?
The White Sox.
Okay. So they should have scored more runs, but they had a runner thrown out the plate. But the other Roman Quinn, everybody fell all over themselves. And Ben Davis, love you, Ben. But when he, 2 days later, after Roman Quinn threw a guy out the plate and StatCast had him throwing at 98.6. Remember, outfielders take a little bit of a running start to throw them.
It's a little different,
okay. So he goes from 98.6 to 74. So that shows you why StatCast is a bunch of
nonsense.
Also,
well, they're also telling Quinn, you don't want to throw his arm out in the mat. He's going to lob it up there.
What's the difference? It's Roman Quinn.
But they're not going to get the kid hurt for no reason. Well, He's just lobbing it up.
Then don't pitch. In other words, you're giving away another game?
At that point, when he ran out of pitchers, who's going to pitch, Howard? Who's going to pitch?
Find somebody in the middle of their starts and make that his side session. That's all.
Yeah, but once the game started, that idea's out the window. The side session happened already.
What, that for Vinny Velasquez?
For Vince Velasquez.
Okay, but what about Smiley?
I don't know. You know, to be fair here,
you got
to
find somebody else. That game's too important. You can't lose the first game. You can't lose the first game of the series to the White Sox.
How about the offense in 15 innings scores more than 3 runs?
Well, for that whole series, they had 11 runs in 32 innings, and the last 2 runs were irrelevant.
Yes, it's a joke.
Because some donkey was throwing in the ninth inning to Dickerson.
The Phillies struggle not because of Gabe Kapler. They struggle because Bryce Harper has been just okay, just pretty good. They struggle because Real Muto.
No, he hasn't been pretty good. He's been better than okay. He's been good.
Good.
But not.
But they didn't pay for good.
No, and they paid for
very good. Yeah. Excellent.
But they're going to tell you he had 100 walks and 100 RBIs.
Right, it's wonderful. But they didn't pay for that. They paid for a star level player.
He's got to hit more home runs.
JT Realmuto has been good, all star, but he rarely gets a big hit with anybody on the base paths, ever.
Yep.
His numbers with guys on base are horrific.
And listen, I have told you that it's, and the term I used was dysfunctional lineup. There's just something about that lineup. It's just the guys don't hit with men on base. I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out why they don't do that.
I don't think they could figure it out either. And they'll do it once in a while for a day or two, and then they go right back to their old habits.
Yeah. So, and they got Dickerson in there.
Leading off tonight.
I know. So he is a lefty. He's not a center fielder. I've told white people he just can't play center field well enough. So he'll be in left field. And then Hazley. But here's what you got to think about too. Jay Bruce has got to come off soon, so Hazley's probably got to go back to the minor leagues
or the bench.
Yeah, but you got to find a player. Who's the player that
leaves?
Yeah,
Brad Miller, who they just activated,
because he plays multiple.
He
positions.
Does. Now, Howard, here's one thing I think we will agree on. I have no problem with sending Michael Franco down.
Michael Franco is not
a good player,
and he's stiff.
The Phillies have made a lot of mistakes the last couple of years. The one thing I agree on is. Michael, he has no role on this team.
He shouldn't have never been their third baseman.
I agree. And once they decide Kingery's going to play there every day or most days, Michael has no place to play.
Nope.
He can't play other positions.
Nope.
He's not a good pinch hitter.
Nope.
What is he going to do?
Nope. I don't know if it was the right thing, but I totally accept that.
It was the right thing for this team in this pennant race, whatever it is.
They waited too long. They waited too long. If anything, they waited too long.
Yeah, well, they should have cut bait or traded him 2 years ago. Well, now he has no value.
I don't know how much you would have gotten for him.
Well, now the team's going to be different.
I mean, Kingery's going to be, they got to get a third baseman because Kingery's going to be the second baseman next year. They're going to get a third baseman, whether it's Rendon or Moustakas. Either one of those guys.
Not Alec Bohm?
Not yet. No. If you really want to win, and that's what they want to do now.
Well,
they're in the position they want to win.
We'll see how much they want
to
win.
Alec Bohm is not your third baseman. Down the road. Now, Moustakas is how old? How old is Moustakas?
Probably 30, 31 now.
Okay.
So that could be a short-term thing.
So you sign him for, 3 years?
You know who else is a free agent? Josh Donaldson. That's a short-term thing. Yeah, the Rays signed him for 1 year.
They probably like him because he strikes out a lot. They like those guys that strike out.
It's for power.
He
walks. He's good.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't know. I'd rather have Moustakas, obviously, I'd rather have Rendon, but I'd rather have Moustakas over Justin.
Well, if you're signing Rendon, then there's no spot at third base for a long time for Bohm because you're not going to sign Rendon for two years. That's a 5 or 6 year contract.
Okay, but if you can get Rendon, I don't care about Alec.
I agree with you. But then what are you doing with him? They obviously like him enough not to trade him. Are you going to trade him for a pitcher? Because I would do that. If you sign Rendon,
then he is available for a pitcher.
Well, then you could start building something real.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And the one GM thing the Howard
Phillies,
Eskin.
Well, the one thing the Phillies have done incorrectly.
One thing?
Well,
they've done a lot of things.
Well, one of the things they've done, I'll state it that way. One of the things that they've done incorrectly was to get all these players at one time. And I can't help but think, and football's different than baseball.
You mean gelling? Coming together?
Yeah, Vince Young with the Dream Team nonsense. When they got all those players in one year and everybody thought, oh, look at this. So the expectations were through the roof, mm-hmm. and they could have never reached those expectations.
The Phillies feel like that.
What's that?
That's this Phillies team.
Yes, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. They could have never, that's exactly what it is. They could have never reached
and
that.
And it didn't help too. They lost McCutcheon. I mean, that loss, it's the one thing from this season that we could pinpoint back to. The loss of McCutcheon changed them. It changed their offense. It changed
the Yankees lost, what, 24 players to injury this year?
Yeah, well that's because they have a 40-man roster. The Phillies have seven.
Yeah, and they have. They have the best record in baseball, tied, I think, with Houston.
They bring guys up for the minor leagues, and
it's unbelievable.
They have a guy. Clint Frazier's still in AAA for them. It's better than almost all the Phillies outfielders. He's in AAA. It's unbelievable. 888-729-9494, #9494, to hop on in. Howard Eskin here for the hour. We'll come back, and we'll discuss Carson Wentz's playing time in this preseason.
Yay, Joe Santalagilio.
Listen, I don't say anything negative about Carson. I just want to talk to you about how long he's going to play in the preseason.
Okay.
And I hope we see some of Carson Wentz because he needs the work.
I'll discuss it on the other side.
He needs the work with the offense.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about it. The wait is over. FanDuel Sportsbook.
Wait, what do you think he's doing now in practice? But go ahead. We'll talk about it on the other side.
He needs to work in real action with people coming at him, with a pass rush coming at him.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if we see it on Thursday. Doug spoke about it today. 646 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin in for the hour. You guys on the phone with us, 888-729-9494. Howard, we are 2 days away now from the Eagles' first preseason game. Thursday night, Titans, Carson Wentz is playing time. I think Doug's been asked the last couple of days. He hasn't given a definitive answer. My guess is we're not going to see Carson on Thursday.
Yeah, he didn't give an answer today. He spoke today, and he said they were going to have meetings this afternoon and decide. It just didn't sound – I would give you – I would bet 7-1. I'd give you 7-1 odds that Carson Wentz will not play in this game.
I'm not going to take the bet because I agree. I don't think he's going to play in this game.
And he's not going to play.
I'm fine with that. I mean, you look around the NFL now, Howard, most starting quarterbacks don't play in the first preseason
and
game.
And to your point, again, misguided.
Which one?
Okay. The one you said you need to see him play more. He has to play more.
I think I need to see something in this preseason because if he doesn't play the first game, which I don't think he will,
we'll stop out the camp.
No, I want to see him when other people are trying to hit him.
Okay.
This is all controlled in camp. I'm not going to learn anything from Carson in shorts and a red shirt looks great.
Yeah, but
Carson, when the defense is chasing him, that's a different story.
Okay, but I think if he was a rookie and that was the case, you'd need some practice, but. Teams don't play their quarterbacks. They get to see a lot. And you can, he doesn't get hit, but on certain practices, it's live practices, and you get a different kind of pass rush. And you see how, you want to see how he responds.
Sure. Okay. But the one thing
you don't want to get him hurt. You just want to see how he responds. And they get to see, and multiple coaches have told me this, they learn more from their players, not in preseason games, but in practice. That's why they're going to blow up, and that's why nobody plays anymore. It's an insult to the fans, and I will say
this.
That is
true.
Yeah, it is an insult. Now, the Eagles have reduced the price of the preseason and just kind of put it in other games during the season. That's fine. That's okay. But I don't care what they charge. It is, I don't know that I'd go as strong as that it's an outrage because people just want to see real football.
It's not real. It's make-believe football.
But it's real football with backup players.
With make-believe players.
Yeah, okay, with backup players. And that's not right for the fans. And they're going to get rid of two of the games, but I don't know how they're going to do that because that stupid thought of, well, we'll only play players 16. A player can only play in 16
games. Oh, I love that.
I think that's the most
strategy to it.
No. You can't cheat the fans. You can't cheat the fans. You're paying regular season prices to see the best players in best football players in the world.
Yeah, but you don't buy an NFL ticket for 3 months down the line assuming a star player is going to play. It's the NFL. Guys get hurt all the time.
Yeah, but that's...
You go to watch the team.
And that's acceptable. But you can't have a guy sitting on the bench. You can't pull a LeBron James that he goes into a city once a year and decides that he's not going to play.
But in the NFL, how many of those guys exist? 10-15 quarterbacks, maybe, that are must-watch? Maybe 5 wide receivers? Not that many must-watch NFL players. The game itself is what you want to watch.
All right, we'll go down the Eagles' schedule. All right, the Redskins. Okay,
There's not one player.
Matt Ryan.
And Julio Jones.
Okay.
Those are special kind of players.
All right. Then the third game is Matthew Stafford.
Are you going to cry if it's not Matthew Stafford?
No, but who's their backup?
Yeah, I don't know. Matthew Stafford's not a special quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think the Packers have a second special player.
And the fifth game?
The Jets.
The Jets. Sam Darnold is somebody, a player people want to see.
He's not a star yet. Le'Veon Bell.
Okay. So, and then go right down the list.
But there's only one or two players in each team.
I don't care. They have to, if they're going to have 18 games, they got to play all 18 games.
Now, I love the strategy of it. Could you imagine it?
No.
Every week trying to figure out who's going to play and who's not.
So then against a bad team,
you don't play.
Okay. And then you lose the game.
Strategy.
No.
You got to figure out who went to play your guy.
But whatever.
It's probably not going to happen.
The preseason, I just don't think it's right.
All right. Carson Wentz.
That your opening game is at home.
You're not going to play him.
Now, you're only going to play him. If you play him, it's only one series. But you still, people want to see Carson Wentz go on that football field to play.
I think it's important for Carson Wentz to play 3 quarters at least in this preseason. And I'm worried he's not going to play that much.
No, there's no way he's going to play that much.
Yeah, but he hasn't played
much
football.
He's going to play probably none in the opening game.
I agree. None in the last game.
If he plays 2 series in the second game, I would be shocked.
Does he play the first half of the third game?
No, he doesn't play the first half.
It's not enough. He hasn't played much football
still. You get it on the practice field.
It's not the same.
You know, and the other thing they're going to get the Ravens to practice against here before they play the Ravens the third week of the preseason.
Which will affect how much they play in that game. Probably not as much because they've had that week of practice. So they probably won't
the
play
third
as
game,
much.
Yeah.
I just feel like he needs to be on the field against real pass rush and get comfortable again.
What happens when he wins the MVP?
In what world? This year?
Well, he was the MVP the year he got hurt.
Well, he wasn't.
He wasn't voted. Well, Ben Simmons was the rookie of the year, but he wasn't. When he was voted rookie.
Yeah, so you don't like that. Coulda, woulda, shouldas don't work.
Okay.
I thought you don't like hypotheticals.
But no, the voters are morons because he was the MVP.
You don't play, you don't win the MVP. It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
You got to play all the games. Bob in Montgomeryville wants to talk. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
Good evening, Bob.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about getting ripped off by the Eagles. I'm a season ticket holder, and I don't have a smartphone. I got a little flip phone. And they won't give me the tickets to the games that I've already paid for unless I pay them $25 to print the tickets. Now, I spoke with them, all the way up through management, and basically the only reason they're charging $25 is to make it such an inconvenience that you wouldn't pay the $25 and just use their mobile ticketing.
So well, you're saying you don't have the capability with a phone to do what they're asking you to do?
Correct.
Right.
You know,
and they don't have printable tickets anymore. Like you can't go online and then download them yourself.
Yeah,
the only way to get tickets is through their mobile ticketing app.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair. The one thing I'll say is you're probably in the way minority here, Bob. It's not a bad thing, but most people now have a capable phone to do that.
Bob, how old are you?
I'm a 52.
Okay. Well, and most people have phones that you can get a mobile ticket. There's some people 60s and 70s that still have the. What are you doing with a flip phone?
My biggest issue is that it's really just them strong arming us into paying $25 for printable tickets.
The league,
that's per seat.
Yeah, but the what? It's per seat?
It's per seat.
That's a lot of money.
No.
There was an older gentleman in front of me.
Whoa. Let me get this straight, Bob.
How many tickets do you have, Bob? Two, three, four?
Two.
So $50 to print the tickets. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
No, for each game?
No, just for each seat that you have.
Well, that's not right
either.
So
if you have, I have two seats, so it would be $50. There was an older gentleman in front of me, and they charge him.
I mean, I understand. Here's the problem.
And Bob, we appreciate it.
The NFL has basically put an edict out.
They want the app.
I mean, Super Bowl tickets, which I've saved over years.
Do they print them anymore?
They're starting to print mobile tickets for the Super Bowl. They started last year. They started to have it as a mobile ticket. I don't like that because they change hands. I don't care. People sell them. They do what they want. Players sell them. There's people within teams that sell them. People in the league that sell them. I understand that. Well, the NFL's selling it, but I think a mobile ticket's a bad idea for the Super Bowl. But for the regular season, there's an edict that now they make some concessions. They do make some concessions that allow you to get a hard ticket. I didn't know there was a charge for it. They do make some concessions.
Look, based on what he said there, Howard, if you have a capable phone, I think it's fair for them to say, just download the app. It's free, and we'll put your tickets on there.
But if you don't, they should.
They should make an exception if you don't have that kind of phone, if you can't get the technology. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's just, I was never a big fan of mobile tickets. Now I understand how to use them.
And they give you very little choice now. You got to do it, so we just do it.
It's just, you know, with the airlines, I know I can put my ticket on my phone, and I do, but I still print out the hard boarding pass.
Yeah.
I still print out the hard boarding pass.
All right, Howard. You'll be back tomorrow night? Is that right? You here tomorrow night? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Thursday we have a game. So you're busy Thursday.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow
night. You know what? Because I got screwed up by flying back
Monday
night. No, I didn't know.
Howard.
I've had an hour and a half sleep in the last 33 hours.
Go get some sleep. I have to talk about Carson Wentz. All right, Howard, I'll see you tomorrow.
Let the guy alone.
Carson's fine. He
was the MVP one year.
That's not true.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
Howard, that's fiction. I will see you tomorrow, and we'll come back. A lot to talk about. 888-729-9494 and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.